An online public interest journal, TomPaine.com, is offering a $10,000 reward to uncover a Washington secret that is certainly known by many. Who is the Eli Lilly Bandit? That's the name the group has given to the so far anonymous power person who managed to get a huge break for pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly into the Homeland Security bill passed last month. The company avoids liability over vaccines, which thousands of parents claim caused their children's autism. But who got Lilly that break? Yesterday, the editor-in-chief of TomPaine.com, John Moyers, took out an ad in the New York Times offering the reward to find out.
We would offer what is really a modest award by Washington standards. $10,000 is not much. We thought that might bring some people out of the woodwork.
What's at issue here, this special break for Eli Lilly?
Basically, what this provision does is relieve Eli Lilly of all of its liability in case it is found culpable.
Is this a mystery?
Well, it's not a mystery to somebody. There must be some people on Capitol Hill who know who put this provision in the Homeland Security bill.
Do we have a list of suspects involved in this mystery?
At the top of the list has to be Senator Frist.
This is Bill Frist of Tennessee.
That's right. He had a provision that was more elaborate that he's been trying to attach to legislation throughout this past Congress. But beyond that, we don't really know.
There is a suspect, if you will, who not only is named as a suspect, he actually says, hey, I did it. Dick Armey, the outgoing House Majority Leader, Texas Republican, who's retiring from Congress.
That's right. Representative Armey has claimed credit for this, and in a sense, he is responsible being the senior Republican in the House. He's most likely just providing cover for somebody who's sticking around after Armey leaves.
John Moyers of TomPaine.com. And for further answers to the mystery, we turn to Julie Rovner, who covers health policy for NPR on Capitol Hill. Julie.
Hi, Alex.
Do you know who's responsible?
We know that the language was inserted in the bill by House Majority Leader Dick Armey, who put the final version of the bill together. We know that the language itself was written by Senator Bill Frist. What we don't know is who asked Armey's office to do it.
Some member of Congress.
Presumably, or some lobbyist.
Well, how is it that you don't know these kinds of things, that we don't know, that we can't find these things out?
Well, these things happen all the time, particularly at the end of the session, and particularly with a big bill like this. This was, if you recall, the last major bill that passed the 107th Congress. Therefore, it's known as a moving train in the vernacular. And anybody who has anything that they want to get enacted into law, remember, everything dies at the end of the Congress. Everything has to start over again next year. So if you have something that you think you can get onto a moving bill, you're going to pull out all the stops to do it.
It's Dick Armey, you think?
Dick Armey's office takes credit and or blame for this, and they call it credit. I mean, they say that they think that this is good policy and they were pleased to put it in the bill. They simply won't say. Now, various people had issued various statements. At one point, they said that the White House had asked them to do it, and then a week later, they said that the White House had not asked them to do it. So again, we're not sure at whose behest Armey did it, but we certainly know that Armey did it.
NPR's Julie Rovner. So is this mystery clear to you yet? It's not to me, and certainly not to TomPaine.com's John Moyers. Perhaps it's too easy for Mr. Armey to take the credit or blame for this. After all, as we'd said, he's leaving public life anyway. The mystery is, who asked him to do it?
Well, Mr. Armey ultimately put it in the bill.
That's Richard Diamond. He's Congressman Armey's press secretary.
Everything in the bill was put in with the approval of Congressman Armey and the negotiators who put together the compromise.
Right. But who exactly asked for it to be in there? Was it Senator Frist?
Dr. Frist did not ask us to put this in the bill.
And Eli Lilly says that it didn't ask for any favors, which leaves the mystery unsolved and that $10,000 reward sweating on the table.